This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Months after controversy erupted, the Dallas City Council approved new rules that will regulate Uber, Lyft, and other car-sharing services in the city. The council approved the ordinance with a 13-2 vote. Dallas staff and council members researched and debated for almost a year if and how to regulate emergent ride-sharing services. Councilmember Jennifer Staubach-Gates pointed out people are already using services like Uber and Lyft through their smartphone apps.
We've heard from the citizens that they want transportation options. We know it makes for a good city when we have out-of-town visitors, that they know different forms of transportation and we're able to provide them. We have to accept it's time for change.
Yellow cab owner Jack Bewley isn't ready for such a change. He's led the fight against the upstart transportation services, demanding drivers pass drug and background tests and carry insurance comparable to what cab companies must have. He said Uber and Lyft won't be able to get insurance.
The insurance companies are going to deny it because they're going to say, well, I don't know whether your app's on, I don't know whether your app's off. And not only that, the person that you hit, they're the one person that never knows whether your app was on or whether your app was off.
But his arguments, echoed by council members Carolyn Davis and Dwayne Carraway, the two no votes, didn't sway any others. Councilmember Sandy Grayson worked for months on the ordinance the council approved. She said the rules were written to be fair to all transportation providers, whether Uber, Lyft, Yellow Cab, independent taxis, or limousine drivers.
If they cannot meet our insurance requirements as spelled out in this ordinance, they will not get an operating permit and they will not be allowed to operate in the city of Dallas.
Councilmember Von Seal Jones Hill said the new ordinance is a needed and good start.
We have transportation for hire operators at this moment who are not regulated. If we do not pass this ordinance today, they will continue to be not regulated. Nothing could be more unfair to the citizens.
Girma Walder-Rufael used to be an independent cab driver who now owns Star Cab. He said the new ordinance opens up the market, not just for the app-based services, but his company, currently limited to 87 cabs. He said Yellow runs more than 1,500.
Today, there is no limit anymore. If we have the capacity, we can grow as much as we want. We can go into any other transportation business. There's no limit. So this is radical.
Radical in a good way, he said. The ordinance takes effect April 30th. It requires background checks for drivers, beefed up safety inspection for vehicles, and commercial driver insurance that takes paying passengers into account. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.